This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Based on what they heard at last week's NFL Combine that has just wrapped up, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, Dan Graziano, speculating the Bears will sign at least one interior offensive lineman in free agency, which begins on the 10th of this month. Falcon center Drew Dahlman, 49ers guard Aaron Banks, Colts guard Will Fries. They're at the top of most lists you see out there. But what about an edge guy like Josh Sweat? With $78 million under the cap and Trey Smith gone, what's your new priority list look like 1 week from free agency?
Well, I think it's the same as it always has been. The priority number one has got to be the offensive line. And with if you swing and miss on Drew Dahlman, which I think everybody understands coming out of the combine is the Bears' number one priority, then you've got to go get a guard. You've got to address your biggest need in free agency. If you want to continue to fool yourself that the draft is about the best player available, it isn't. And then free agency is about filling your needs with the money that you have. And we have to update our mental calculators because everything now, we've been saying the Bears have the fourth most cap space among teams. They've got the third. Because the Washington Commanders went out and they did a deal we'll talk about later, Deebo Samuel. So that puts the Bears now, there are only two teams that have more cap space than the Bears. So they can go out and afford to be a little bit more aggressive even. Overpay Drew Dahlman because you didn't get Trey Smith. Now, if you want to settle for Banks or Will Fries, then I think that's one of those things that you can do your research and find out ways they could fit and you could be excited about them. I hope they're not another example of Ryan Bates. Because you paid a lot for him. We're excited about him. Remember when everybody in Chicago thought Ryan Bates was going to be the difference maker on that offensive line? And do we need to remember Nate Davis? No, I guess. Yeah, we do. We do. Because this is Ryan Poles' free agent track record in most recent history isn't a good one. So it makes you a little bit concerned. But okay, back to the priority list. Dahlman, yes. Josh Sweat, maybe. But everybody's going to want Josh Sweat. I don't see that being realistic. I would settle for Khalil Mack. That would be really interesting if he would come back at an affordable price as Dustin shakes his head. Stop shaking your head. And if not Khalil Mack, what about Chase Young, who has played for Dennis Allen and is an up-and-comer, could be right price, right time. So give me those guys on the edge. Give me Drew Dahlman in this middle. And if you want to add a guard, go get it, Ryan Poles.
I'm very leery right now. I don't believe we need to go down. My suggestion is we'll do this on the air. We need to go down to Atlanta. We need to bring in somebody that covers the Falcons on a daily basis and find out a little bit more about Drew Dahlman. And I think part of like his price tag is the fact that he's really the only one out there. And so we're talking like 15, I've seen 18 million.
Yes.
I mean, it just seems like a ton of money. I think, David, you nailed it with the Ryan Bates idea. Like, okay, like we've seen this before. We've seen that, like, so, and what are they doing? Ryan Bates is still under contract, right? Like next year?
Oh, he's coming back.
He's got to be finally healthy,
right? He might be your starting guard.
How about Kieran Amagaji? He could be a starting guard. Can he, you know...
What's his arm length?
Yeah, oh, we better remeasure his arms. Did his hands grow since he played three games in the NFL? You know, no, they didn't. Did he have surgery on his hands? Did he get hand enlargement surgery? You know? I mean, do you think Ryan Poles is not ready to give up on him? Is he? No way. And maybe his better spot is inside, no, especially if they want to run the ball. This guy's got to be able to move bodies, right? He is a big human being. Probably got to toughen him up a little bit, but get his hand in the dirt, fire off the ball, and move some. Don't overspend. I would, if you're asking me honestly, overspend on the pass rusher than overspend on the interior lineman, because you still have some pieces. And then with that number 10 pick, get the best defensive player available, because you need edge, you need inside, you need a corner, and we talked about it during the pick six, you need a safety probably. You need some insurance. I'm not saying a safety at 10, don't get me wrong, but I just don't, you have failed miserably spending on offensive linemen in free agency. Do they know what they're looking at? Question still stands.
I think it's a big drop-off, too, once you lost Trey Smith and he's out, from that to the next tier of offensive linemen. So I would switch gears, too. I would rather take that money and then put it more on the defensive line. So I would get a – I like Josh Sweat. I'm a big fan of him, but I do agree. I think everybody's going to be in on Josh Sweat. So with that being – I think the next one underneath, you kind of took mine, which was Chase Young. I thought about him because he fit in Dennis Allen's scheme. He also paired once with Montez Sweat, and they was once – a great defensive line together. That pass rush was really good in Washington at that time. I also like the one Milton Williams, the defensive tackle from the Eagles. Could be an interesting name. Young guy, too, that could fit in. Now you got kind of more of a pressure up in that middle of that defensive line.
I like
so
that.
I think take that money, put it on the defensive line. Then, yes, you can go and get one of these guards, you know, the Will Fries. You can get the Banks. You can get one of those guys in. Maybe draft then an offensive lineman, because I think if you drafting a kind of more of a first-round offensive lineman so far, Ryan Poles has done okay, and I'm only going with Darnell Wright on that one.
Right, though.
I don't know
fair.
About later ones, so I would say do that, and I think that would be the better move overall.
2-6-2, empty the tank and get Myles Garrett, and then your defense becomes fearful. I understand that is the reality. Any defensive line that Myles Garrett joins is going to be fearful. If you're the Bears, I don't think you're that one player away, and I don't think you want to give up that kind of draft capital. Be patient. You're in a good spot. This is could be a very productive offseason starting in a week. In a week from today, we'll be coming in Monday morning. I'm talking about the deals that may have already been struck. That's the legal tampering period, I believe. March 12th is the beginning of the when you can start signing things. But it's going to be a fun week in the NFL. And you know what? It's already been fun at the NFL Combine. A lot of wheeling and dealing. We'll talk about that when we come back, because the Washington Commanders put themselves at a different level this weekend when they made a big trade for them. It's Molly and Haw. Molly out today. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.